Our risen love, the life of all who have died, come, let us praise and adore. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. We offer prayer in sorrow, love, assist our frail believing, make strong in us those powerful words to Martha in her grieving. Your brother, though now dead, will rise, for those who trust me will not die. Oh, hear these words of pleading. Oh, comfort us, we do believe, but find the way so darkened. We miss the ones we do not see. The pain of loss is sharpened. Oh, come with comfort, gentle word. Be close to us, for in you love we find our own departed. Receive into your dwelling place all those whose lives have ended. Forgive their sins and give that peace for which they were intended. You died, O Lord, that they might live. Have mercy in your love. Forgive, forgive where they offended. We praise you, Abba, God of light. We praise you through our sadness. We praise you, risen Jesus Christ, who triumphed over darkness. We praise you, Spirit of them both. O come with gladness, give us hope, and mitigate death's harshness. I will walk in the presence of my love in the land of the living. Protect me, God. I turn to you for help. I profess you are my love, my greatest good. I once put trust in false gods, the idols of the land. Now I make no offerings to them, nor do I invoke their names. Those who chase after them simply add grief to their grief. Adonai, you are my portion and cup, the shape of my future. You mark off the best place for me to enjoy my place on earth. I bless God who teaches me, who even at night directs my heart. I am sure that God is right here beside me. I can never be shaken. And so my heart rejoices, my body thrills with life, my whole being rests securely. You will not abandon me to Sheol, nor send your faithful one down to death. You show me the road to life, boundless joy as your companion forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will walk in the presence of my love, in the land of the living.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. The souls of the just are in the hand of God, and no torment shall touch them. They seemed, in the view of the foolish, to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. For if before mortals, indeed, they seem punished, yet is their hope full of immortality. Chastised a little, they shall be greatly blessed, because God tried them and found them worthy of God's self. As gold in the furnace, they were proven, and as sacrificial offerings, God accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they shall shine and shall dart about as sparks through stubble. They shall judge nations and rule over peoples, and Adonai shall rule over them forever. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe that my Redeemer lives, and that on the last day I shall rise from the dead, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. It will not be some other being, but I myself who see God. My own eyes shall look upon the Holy One, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. I believe that my Redeemer lives, and that on the last day I shall rise from the dead, and in my flesh I shall see God, my Savior. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even if they die, shall live, and all who live and believe in me will never die. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors, and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child, called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even if they die, shall live, and all who live and believe in me will never die.
Through baptism, we have been buried with your Son and have risen with him in his resurrection. Grant that we may walk in newness of life with Christ, now and forever. You have given us the living bread that has come down from heaven. Grant that we may eat this bread worthily and be raised up to eternal life on the last day. You sent an angel to comfort Jesus in his agony. Give us the hope of your consolation when death draws near. You delivered the three youths from the fiery furnace. Free your faithful ones from the suffering caused by selfishness and sin. God of the living and the dead, you raised Jesus from the grave. Raise up those who have died, and grant that we may share eternal glory with them.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Listen kindly to our prayers, O God of light, and deepen our faith in Christ Jesus, whom you raised from the dead. Strengthen our hope of resurrection for all who have died, and bring all people and all creation to the fullness of life, both now and forever. Amen. May Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, bless us and be with us this day and always. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God.